Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
My direct answer when he said, Darius Garland, he's going to be back. He's really good. Darius is really good. Donovan Mitchell is really good. They can win the championship with those two guys in the backcourt. Don't you think? My response was simply, no.
And then an 8-year-old girl walked up and said, I'm going to meet Prince Charming and live my life in a beautiful castle. And Jeff went, no, you will not. You will do none of those things.
You're going to meet a guy, and if he's lucky, you're lucky he's going to have a job.
Right. You will settle the way that the rest of us settled. Now give me that wand. And you snapped it in half and threw it across the yard.
Though I think they could bring the core four back and be very successful next year and do really, really well, I think if they want to win an NBA championship, they need to tweak it. There. Two small ball-dominant guards is no way to win an NBA championship. And if they can figure it out, God bless them. I don't think they can do it.
In this East, you might be able to.
Maybe. Except there's one thing there. In this East, you might be able to get to the finals.
Correct.
Against the West.
It's a gauntlet.
Yeah.
But you're not in the gauntlet. You're on the other side of the gauntlet.
Yes, I am.
You can let them all beat each other up while you find your way to an easier path.
Is it Levon in Cleveland?
Levon.
Hi, Levon. How you doing?
Yeah, I think the Cavs, I'm doing all right. I think the Cavs should keep their starting five with Hunter. Their problem was the bench. You have Kristen Thompson that you didn't play.
For a reason. For a reason.
Right. So get rid of him. Don't bring him back. But when you took your starters off, your bench didn't have the players that can compensate you when you took your starters off. So I don't think it's your starters. I think you got to fix your bench. And for the Browns, they got to get some help from Myles Garrett. And
all right, Levon, we're talking about the Cavs right now. But thank you. I wonder, because I don't think the Cavs bench, right now the Cavs bench is in flux. How's that?
That's a very good way to put it.
If Isaac Okoro's back, I'd be stunned. I also don't think he should be back.
Agreed.
If they can move Isaac, they should. You know, all you need to know about it, to me, Dan, it's this simple. What are you looking for? Well, we sure could use some help on the wing. Well, what's Isaac Okoro? He's a great kid. He's supposed to be a wing player. Well, if you need help on the wing, then what's that tell you about his place on the team?
He never grew into the player that I think the Cavaliers thought that he could be.
I would agree.
Which is that 6'5", multi-purpose, ball-handling, smart passer, could maybe do a little bit of scoring, defensive lockdown guy. You know, I hate comparing people to Andre Iguodala, but that's what I think they thought they were drafting. Was somebody who can be a modern version of an Andre Iguodala.
That might be fair.
He never got there.
Yep, that might be fair. Rich is in Ashtabula. Hi, Rich.
How are you, Rich?
I want your opinion on a player from the Seminoles. His name is Oliver Rue.
Rich, I don't know anything about him.
Guy 7'9".
Oh, that guy. Growing. Isn't he with the Gators?
Yeah.
Not the Seminoles?
Oh, I'm sorry, the Gators. I'm sorry, yeah, the Gators. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him. If he wasn't playing for Florida, he's not playing in the NBA. Right?
I mean, but if when it comes time for draft, do you think he would be a good player?
Rich, I know very little about him, except that I knew Florida had a 7'9 kid who didn't play much. That's all I knew.
In the modern NBA.
Just being honest.
Yeah. I don't think 7'9 helps you in the modern NBA the way that it would have 20 years ago. Like, I don't think we are ever going to be back to a place where...
Unless he can hit threes, Dan.
And this is going to be... This is going to be an insult to a certain player. I think the Sean Bradley era is over. And Sean Bradley after he got hurt. I think the Sean Bradley era is over, where if you're over 7 feet tall and can walk and chew gum, there's a job for you in the NBA. We don't live in that world anymore. Those guys get played off the floor very fast.
That's very true. You have to be able to move. You have to be able to do something offensively.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to have a big guy who does nothing other than go down on the low block and stand there and take up space. You don't see those guys in the league very much.
Yeah. We are past the era of find a 7-footer. I don't care where he's from. There's a job for you in the NBA if you're 7 feet tall. We're not there anymore. And you watched it in real time as LeBron James ripped Roy Hibbert to shreds. And that was the moment that everybody was like, okay, you can no longer be 7 feet tall and can walk and chew gum and play in the NBA. It was in that moment, it was like, we're done here. Get all those guys off who can't really move well, who can't move their feet, who aren't really offensive players. They're gone. They're done.
Yeah. As I said earlier, ideally, if something worked and the right trade came along and you could bust up your two ball dominant guards, smaller guards in the backcourt, and replace, I would assume, Darius with a taller, more defensive-minded, more pass-oriented, and Darius was still 12th in the league in assists, but a pass-first point guard and maybe another attribute or two, and then pick up another guy or two or a pick, I think that might give the Cavs their best chance of winning the NBA championship. If you don't get the perfect trade, you don't bust it up.
It's the old Bill Simmons trade value chart. If anybody remembers reading those back in the day of ESPN or Grantland or Ringer, wherever he was at the time, where he would just go, okay, here are the top guys that you would trade for. And the whole rule of it, of the trade value chart, was I will only trade these people for the guys who are listed above them. And that's exactly where I am with the Cavaliers. Like, if for some reason Milwaukee, if they were to go and hit the bars way too hard and have a really fun night
which
out
is in possible downtown Milwaukee.
Yeah. In downtown Milwaukee and go, all right, Giannis for Mitchell, you willing to talk? Like, yes, we would. I think we would all do that and we'd all get over it in a hurry.
Yes.
We all love Donovan Mitchell. It's nothing against Donovan Mitchell. It's just the way the trade value chart works. Like, or.
And guess what? And in this situation, I'm not, if you have to bust them up in the backcourt, which again, I think would be a good idea if the right thing came along, I don't think you necessarily have to trade Darius. It could be Donovan.
Yeah.
If something like that came up, which
exactly.
I don't expect something like that to come up.
Agreed. 110% agree. I highly doubt that is going to happen. But that's, and I think that's the rumbling of the sleeper team and the Kevin Durant thing with Kobe Altman, is I think the guy just was like, okay, he's higher than Darius Garland on my trade value chart. Let me give a call. Let's see what this sounds like. And let's see what this looks like. And that's how they're going to operate. And if they
And Darius might have been a guy who would interest Phoenix because they have shooting guards. They don't necessarily have, you know.
Correct. And if.
Although Booker can do a little of both, but.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And if we're living in a world where they walk back in and nobody on that chart is higher that was available, and they walk back in with the core four, I think they're in really good shape to win the East and find their way to the finals and get me into the seven-game series of the finals. Let's see what happens.
Will's in Cleveland. Hi, Will.
How are you, Will?
Welcome.
How's it going? I was thinking trade, how about just Garland for Drew Holiday, somebody like Drew Holiday, you know, they got championship experience, great defender. But also, I think they should just trade Allen instead. I don't really like Allen. I think he's just soft. He got two soft big men. I just don't think it works in the playoffs.
All right. Then what are you going to do for another big man?
Trade for somebody. Try to trade for
Trade what for somebody?
Allen. Get rid of Allen. Trade Allen. I think he's got a pretty good trade value right now. I think you could get rid of him, move off of him, maybe get someone like Valanciunas. I don't know. Just, I feel like you got to make a move.
Okay, Will.
Valanciunas is interesting.
I'd love to add a guy like Valanciunas to Evan Mobley and Jared Allen.
Yeah, I just...
Will, would that float your boat?
Yeah, I think I would be happy with that. I just think you just have two soft big men, and I just don't think it works.
All right, I just don't think Jared Allen is a soft player. I think Jared is a terrific player, and I think he's a winning player, and I want him on this team.
I think you and I might be the only two standing alone on that island.
Because
I'm the same way with Jared. Like, I think Jared Allen helps you win games. Now, am I going to take Jared Allen and put him on Jokic? No, that's going to be a problem. Like, Jared Allen is a specific player that grabs rebounds and all of that stuff. You could put him in the post. You could probably put him in the ringer for rebounds every so often if you start getting guys like Mitchell Robinson and that kind of thing.
He's a big guy also who gets up and down the floor as opposed to the type of guy you were laying out earlier who can just only be inside.
And he could finish over both shoulders, and I don't think they use his offensibility enough in this offense, and it's something that Kenny Atkinson should look into. As more than just a role guy, kind of, you know, I'll grab my rebounds, I'll find my 10 points off of missed shots. I think they actually need to run a few things for him too. And the problem is I don't know of the big guy that I would point to and say that's the guy that I want over Jared Allen. Because I don't know if you could play Mobley at the five and be able to hang with some of these other big guys. Now, again,
I think a great edge that you have is that Evan Mobley is going up against a lot of power forwards.
And I like him playing, for lack of better terminology, free safety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. If he were your center and has the entire responsibility because Jared's not there, and in the assumption, you know, people are saying trade him, then he's playing against centers. He's down low. He's bodying up against bigger, stronger guys. That might not be a great recipe for success. On the other hand, can he outquick those centers? Mm-hmm. Can he be more effective offensively against those guys? I don't know if they want him to be that kind of an offensive player. I think maybe they'd like to see him be an all-around more dynamic offensive player that I think we've seen real glimpses of.
And I think some of the Evan Mobley quote-unquote soft that you hear every so often – I think that's more going to be solved by Father Time when he adds muscle.
Dude was the defensive player of the year.
Yeah, and his body lets him add muscle. I think that's going to solve some of it more than anything is you just, sadly, you just got to give him time.
That's probably his body true. Mature. Reggie's in Cleveland. Hey, Reggie, welcome.
All right, Reggie.
Hey, I look at the way Holmgren and Miles Turner play defense out by the three-point line. It's more than just being a center down low. The game has changed. And for the Cavs, we got nothing out of our entire bench. Like, when you play a Coral, you play a 4-5. Hmm. And Wade is the only player that I know is 6'9" that passes out of the paint. I don't understand that. And we didn't get anything from Ty Jerome, Wade, or Coral. And what's the other, Sam Pearl? I mean, nobody showed up in the playoffs.
Not like they wanted them to, Reggie.
Yeah,
you're right about that.
Yeah, you need a couple other proven guys off of that playoffs because he was right. I mean, Dean Wade disappeared, sadly. And that was somebody a lot of people were counting on because during a regular season, he was a good defensive player who could hit an open three.
Dean has good feet. He defends pretty well. And I've always liked him as a player. But I think that Cavs bench might be an issue. I want to bounce a couple things off you about that. Because
you can't go milk carton in the playoffs, and Dean Wade was on the milk carton.
Well, if you look at the bench, who must you have back? Who must you have back off this Cavs bench? I'll give you my list. It's not a very big one. It's next on Baskin and Phelps with Menigan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.